You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Midday Show live from the NovaCare Complex. 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. We'll check in with you people later in the hour. Hugh, a lot to talk about. We'll get back to the phones in a second. Can I present something I feel has kind of fallen under the radar for a while?
What's that?
All right, I feel like I've been very fair for the most part this year to Trey Turner. I've said he's had a good season, right?
Yeah.
And for the first half of the year, he was having a good season. I thought he was deserving of the All-Star game.
Yes.
He didn't end up making it, but that's all right. Not a big deal. But I thought he had a first half deserving of an All-Star nod. And I feel like in the last few weeks, we got caught up in the trade deadline. We got caught up in guys we wanted. We got caught up in Bryce Harper getting back to being closer to the Bryce Harper we expected. Hugh, something has fallen to the radar. We are in the midst of Trey Turner's worst slump of the season, and it's reminiscent of the ones he would have in his first couple years as a Philly, where he'd go up and he'd go down, right? He'd have the hot streaks and really cold streaks.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a cold one. I mean, his numbers for the season now have dipped to where his batting average is .281. His OPS is now barely above .750 at .752. Last 30 games for Trey Turner, he's hitting .224 with a .279 on base and a .288 slugging, and he has zero home runs in his last 30 games. Hugh, what's your level of, I don't know if concern is the word, but is your antenna up? Because we've seen Trey do this before, where he's red hot for a while, and then he goes ice cold. But this is the first time this season it's been like that.
Is my antenna up on this? You know, it's funny, guys like this, because there's so much other stuff been going on that he tends to fly up under the radar.
I think this one is flying under the radar.
Yeah,
this is as cold as it's been all
radar.
Year.
I don't think it's cause for alarm just yet. I don't think so. You know, it would be nice, you know, tonight if he could get something going. But no, not no cause for alarm just yet.
I wouldn't say alarm, because he's generally just had a better approach at the plate and been more consistent this year before the last 30 games. But my antenna's up. I mean, this happened last year. I think he was hitting .340 at the All-Star break last year in 2024 when he made the All-Star team. And then he just collapsed in the second half through the playoff series where he didn't do much. So my antenna's up. I mean, I'm noticing it at the game last night. It felt like he was the only one that didn't have a hit. I mean, I think he may have been. I'm looking at the
especially bottom. It kind of jumps out on a night like last
night. Yeah, everyone's hitting last night.
It's a hit party.
Schwarber had three. Harper had the home run. Realmuto had a hit. Castellanos, Bader, Kemp. Sosa had three hits, Weston Wilson too. I mean, the Orioles, obviously, those pitchers last night stunk, but Trey didn't do much. So it's something I have my eye on. The Trey's in an extended cold slump here. I still believe he has zero home runs at home this season. Doesn't that feel like almost like a made-up stat?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because he has double digits for the season. It's not like he has only a few home runs.
We haven't seen it in our building.
11 home runs on the year. They're all on the road. It's one of the most bizarre things. But he's in a slump. I certainly have my eye on it. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. A lot of reaction to Spike either being a bully or not being a bully to his coworkers here at WIP. I think it's completely unfounded. And Hugh is coming across as... Is overly sensitive a fair term, Kyle? Overly sensitive for Hugh today?
Yeah, I mean, extremely.
I ain't thinking about y'all.
Okay.
You are. You are thinking about us.
We're calling it like we see it.
No, that was aggressive. That was aggressive, though.
Well, no, if anyone has bully tendencies, it's Kyle.
Kyle.
Yeah, we know
definitely
that.
Definitely Kyle.
Yeah, we accept it.
But
and
he
we...
knows that.
Yeah,
he
of
knows
course.
He's a bully. I just like how everybody's coming to Spike's defense. And we know Spike's a bully.
Doesn't that say a lot about this take of yours, though?
No, that was passive aggressive. That was real passive aggressive.
But passive aggressive and bullying are different
it's
things.
It's the same thing.
It's not it's the same
it's
thing.
It's the same thing. He's no, coming not. Off as aggressive. It was an aggressive tone.
Lots of people in this world are passive aggressive. It's just the way of people's personality, the way they're wired. Being a bully and being passive aggressive are different things.
It was a bully. It was a bully.
That's not bully stuff. Kai in West Philly's up. Hey, Kai. Kai.
What's going on, folks? Hey
Kai.
Sorry, I'm taking
what's
off
up?
Of you.
You good?
So I was listening. I've been listening all day because I'm at work right now, and I've been kind of listening all day, and it prompted me to call because you guys are not about to sit here and bully Hugh Douglas. You guys are
too late.
Nope. I'm taking up for Hugh because I don't know if you remember a couple of months, I think it was last season. I called in and I agree with Hugh about Rangers Juarez being tired because the kids.
And the why. How can I forget that? Yep.
Exactly. Heidi back. All that. He was exhausted. He was getting used to having the kids. And I said, and that struck me to call. And then I hear you guys taking up for Spike Eskin not being a bully. And I have to call because I have to stand on business right along with you. Spike was bullying him in that email. He basically said, if you read the subtext, because I was talking to Kyle about it. He said, there's no subtext. There's subtext. He basically said, Hugh Douglas, if you don't send over your list right now, I'm coming for you.
That's what I felt.
No, hold on a second.
I felt that.
The email, now, Kai, just want to make sure we're all on the same page. It wasn't directly a Hugh. It was a reply all to everyone on the staff.
But I felt attacked.
But I also hadn't filled out my list, I didn't take it that way.
I felt attacked.
He might as well put in the subject for, reply Hugh Douglas, where is the list?
Yeah,
I'm just saying it had a bully undertone to it, and I don't stand for it. I don't think it's cool. You know, I'm here to. I got your back, Hugh. I had your back with Ranger.
I'm just saying.
I got your back with this one. I understand the subtext of it all. I work for a nonprofit. I understand the subtext of an email.
Nasty
email.
Corporate America. Nasty.
Come on, Hugh.
Corporate America.
Nasty.
This is corporate America.
Yes.
I know it doesn't feel like it.
We're sitting in an RV talking about the Eagles. This is corporate America. Kai, we appreciate the phone call.
I know it doesn't feel like it at times, but this is corporate.
You wear pajamas to work. This is not corporate America.
I haven't worn pajamas in a while. Since we've,
just wait till the fall.
Yeah, we're trying to do better.
Yeah,
as far as our attire.
Yeah.
Goes because we're outside more, Joe. We're outside.
Have you considered putting yourself in the other person's shoes?
What?
So you feel attacked? But
you mean what's his name?
Spike's shoes. Well, think of it this way. And again, I feel like I understand a little bit because we had our own week a few weeks ago, quarter century week, and I was the one trying to get our teammates to vote and tally all the votes. So I understand the. What he's doing this week, right? You think about it. Of all the shows here at WIP, right? Mm-hmm. He said everyone on our staff got the email to vote, right? So it could have been producers, weekend, morning, everybody. We're all equal. But maybe he was feeling a certain way that at that moment, neither of us on the midday show had responded to his first email. Neither of us had submitted our votes. So maybe he was feeling a certain way. We're teammates here.
Maybe
he was hurt.
He was not hurt.
Maybe he was.
How does Spike greet us on a daily basis when we're in office?
Again, this is family show.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm talking about. Spike's a bully. He's a bully. And that was a bullying email. And I felt some kind of way about it. And the more we talk about it, the more I feel like I have to go see the HR lady because I'm traumatized.
Yeah, the more we talk about it, the more I don't understand what you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm traumatized, yeah. And I need to see somebody in the HR space.
You know how like you always like to say that you're like a teacher and everyone's the students? I feel like I'm understanding the subject matter less as the day goes
on.
No,
it's there. You just refuse to see it, Joe. Because like they like to say, you have the worm. Spike has brainwashed you into, he's such a bully that you are okay with his bullying. I'm not okay with it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm not.
I just didn't feel it was bullying.
It was a little bit.
I just was trying to be a good teammate. It was a little bit. I filled out the Google form.
And it was the aggressive tone of the email.
Again, not even remotely aggressive. It was just words.
That were aggressive.
No. Then why are you the only one who viewed him that way?
I'm not. Devin is an ally. She said something similar.
She said she could see where I felt the way that I felt.
Maybe that says more about how she views you and your sensitivity.
I can see that. No, it was an aggressive tone. It was aggressive.
I think the problem is you've gone soft. I mean, we've really uncovered that today, more than anything else.
I like to drink wine. Now, that doesn't make me less of a man.
I like wine, too. But
I think Dr. Tasty. Karp got to the bottom of it.
I know. This is a midlife crisis.
It's not.
I don't think anyone's having a midlife crisis.
It's a late life crisis.
That's a shot. That was a shot.
It's a three-quarter life crisis. All right, let's go to Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Joe, I finally agree with you. You said you make mistakes and you're wrong a lot of times.
All the time, yeah, Jay. But at least I can recognize it. Yeah, that's the difference.
Sitting here with this Schwarber take is ridiculous.
Why?
He ain't nowhere near Ryan Howard. He only played half the game, so he get the rest and back and everything. Mm-hmm. So, look, he is nowhere near that. So that situation is done with.
As a hitter, I am reminded of the feeling that I got when Howard came to play.
He's nowhere near Ryan Howard, the best first baseman in Philly's history. No.
So if he ends the season with 200 home runs over four years, he's not near him?
Ryan Howard, two World Series appearances. If this and that. He's not winning MVP, so no.
Well, he might. What do you mean he's not winning?
Schwarber's won a World Series, by the way.
Schwarber has a World Series.
I'm talking about here in this uniform. What do you mean he's not winning MVP?
He could absolutely win the MVP.
That's possible. He's not.
I'm telling you right now, he's not. Put your money on.
But you just said ifs. Now you're doing ifs.
Put your money on it. He ain't doing it.
Put my money on it. Sure, I'll bet on it. What's the worst
happens? All right, you go ahead and bet on it. You're going to be on here mad. L.U.?
Yes.
I'm with you, man. Spike, he's not the director anymore, right?
Nah, but he's still a bully.
He's not a manager or anything, right?
No, he's not that.
Oh, okay. So why is he sending emails to y'all? He bullied everybody at the station. He's sending emails to everybody to do his work.
No. Jay wanted his teammates to participate.
I did the same thing
a month ago.
Did Rod Lakin ask you to do it? No, he did.
Well, we heard about Lakin from Dr. Karp. Jay, hold on a second. A month ago, I sent the same kind of email. Am I a bully?
Yeah, because it ain't required.
No one said it's required, but teammates help each other.
If it's not required, why are you emailing?
Well, how else are you going to get the votes, Jay?
I don't want to do it. If my boss ain't saying,
You know what's clear? You're not a team guy. That is so clear.
Who ain't a team guy? You ain't got to worry about yourself.
No, you're not a team guy.
Why? Because
Well, you just said it. I don't want to do it. That's not team guy stuff. This is why you don't respect Schwarber, who's a team guy. We all saw right through this. You don't see the value in Schwarber, ultimate team guy, because Jay in West Philly, not a team guy. And you're laughing over there, thinking you've uncovered something. Oh, because Jay got me riled up? What else is new around here?
It didn't take him long to take.
Because it's just nonsense.
He said, it's either balls. If the boss didn't tell you to do it, you shouldn't have to do it.
But wait a second. I sent the same email. Our staff responded to mine.
It's the way it was your tone, Joe. You have a nicer tone. Spike has a bullying quality about himself. Every email that Spike sends, he's a little aggressive. He's a little aggressive.
I think your problem is you don't read enough emails. Most emails are similar in tone.
Why are we attacking me personally now? Why are we doing
well,
that?
Well, I just think you have a small sample. Like you always say, small sample size. You have a small sample size.
I read emails.
You do not. That is, there's a lot of lies told on this radio station.
Okay, that was a big one.
I read emails, among the biggest ones.
No, I read emails. Mm-hmm. Now, do I read all of my emails?
No.
Do I read some of my email?
No.
Did you not know how to get into your email for a good year?
It took a while.
Let's go to Logan in Delaware. What's up, Logan? Logan?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yeah, Logan. What's up?
Hey, so, man, I didn't realize Deadline Douglas, man, is so fragile.
What do you mean? What are you saying?
Deadline Douglas, on the bracket next year.
You don't handle deadlines well.
Dude,
it
so
wasn't.
You,
that
it
was cool pushy.
If a teacher was telling you you had a project due on Thursday and she reminds you on Wednesday it's due Thursday, you feel like she bullied you?
It all depends on how she said it. But normally, if I had to do the project, the project was done before I got the preemptive strike email.
But why didn't you fill out the list?
But what if
last week?
Because I was about to, but then the second one it was a little bullying tone.
It's make believe.
It was a bullying tone.
I just think it. Anytime something's in text, like if someone doesn't put like ha ha or lol in a text, do you think they're being mean to you? Do you think they're overly serious?
Yeah, they're sending them old mean text. Yeah, you better put the ha ha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, but that was a bullying text.
No, it was not. Logan, what are you thinking on Harrison Bader?
I like him as center, man. I don't think you have to think he's the answer to all your problems or one of the best bats in the league to want him out in center every day. He's not a downgrade whatsoever as a fielder, and he's only upgrades as a bat. And then I'd like to see Martian left most of the time, and if you want to rotate in Wilson or Otto Kemp every now and then, I just feel like roll with that because I don't want to see Rojas or Kepler ever again. Like, I'll drive him.
Logan, I agree. And I think you framed it the right way. And Logan, good phone call. It's not about Harrison Bader all of a sudden making us think he's an all-star or some special player.
Mm-hmm.
But the bar is so low. This again, statistically, this is the worst Phillies outfield since 1992.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see an outfielder with a pulse, there is a guy that can field and hit a little bit. I want him to play every single day. By the way, I hit that home run off a righty last night. This idea that Harrison Bader has to be a platoon player doesn't make any sense. He's been hitting righties the whole year. When the lineup comes out today, I just want to see one thing. Is Bader in the lineup? And if Bader is in the lineup, I'm happy, and I'll deal with whatever he puts out in left. And if Bader is not in the lineup, I'm going to yell tomorrow because it just doesn't make any sense. Put Bader in center field, and let's just roll with that and let him play. He's been playing well the entire season, and he's obviously better than Kepler. We tried to tell Hugh yesterday Kepler was a bum. Hugh, soft on Max Kepler. The way you want everyone to be soft on you.
No, it's not. It's not. See, I don't know if you're in the text. Now I'm getting the bullying text from Spike. Now he's sitting.
He's texting you now?
Yeah. Oh, it's about something else. Never mind. Forget it.
Is that aggressive too?
It was an aggressive text. And I took it as him being aggressive, but it was aggressive about something else.
Okay. Glad you're locked in.
Locked in.
Let's go up to Jack in Ridley Park. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
What's going on, man?
Hey, you.
Yes.
25 years ago, would you put up with this stuff?
Me from Spike?
From anybody.
You mean the aggressive tone?
He's saying before you went soft.
Well, see, I understand what you're saying, but we have to evolve and grow as individuals. And the way that we used to handle things cannot be the way that we handle things now. Yes.
Sometimes you need to be schooled.
So, I mean, I think I know where you're going with this.
I think I'm going with a body slam or something, you know?
That is not the way we choose to handle.
A body slam for an email reminder?
We're trying not to handle things in the hands-on type way anymore. We're doing things a little different.
For bullying, quote, is unacceptable.
True.
But did you think the email was bullying, Jack?
A little bit.
I didn't hear the entire thing.
All right, let me read it to you, Jack, because this is
he ain't gonna read it.
No,
right.
I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna read it in the language that was written.
He's gonna read it in an aggressive tone.
Okay, so Spike sent out an email last week asking us as teammates here to participate in the Mount Rushmore week and submit our names for the Phillies and Sixers and blah blah blah, right, and all the way down to the top four in the last 50 years. So he sent a reminder on Sunday because many people, including myself, had not done it yet. So this was the reminder email on Sunday that Hugh is obviously upset about. Quote, today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go Birds. And then the link to the document. Is that bullying?
I guess it's not bullying, no.
It was aggressive.
But if I feel like I was bullied, I react to the way I feel, not to the way everybody else feels.
See, he's with me.
Right. Well, Jack, I understand that, but sometimes you have to look at yourself in the mirror.
He's telling you to live your truth, Hugh.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. That's the problem.
What's the problem?
But the problem is, everyone is should have their own opinion, right? Everyone is certainly worthy of having their own
opinion.
Sometimes. But Hugh, if you're outside and you think it's hot and it's 100 degrees, it's actually 30 degrees outside. Everyone's wearing coats, and you said, "Well, I thought it was going to be hot."
Yeah, your truth.
Maybe
is
you're wrong.
Yeah.
You ever think about that? Like, maybe when a lot of people are telling you something, there's a reason for it.
Because they don't see it the way that I see
no,
it.
No, I understand.
And they see it the wrong way.
Oh,
they see it the absolute wrong way because it was an aggressive email because of the person that sent it.
Well, that's... Oh, so this is really about Spike.
But he's aggressive. And it was an aggressive tone. When I read that email, I read it like Spike was speaking. So, yes, it was aggressive.
Most people disagree with you today.
You know, that email didn't go directly to you.
No, right.
You just read it as, well, the shoe fit. I didn't submit this.
Well, it was directed towards me.
No, it wasn't.
It was, and it
was
felt...
Well, now
it's going to be. I mean, you opened up this can of worms.
It was an intimidating email.
How did you get 80 sacks in the NFL?
Living my truth.
People three times the size of Spike were trying to beat you to a pulp.
Living my truth. And Spike's a bully.
592-9494. All right. We'll check in with you people. We'll get to your phone calls coming up on all of this, from the bullying to the new corner on the Eagles to Ryan Howard versus Kyle Schwarber. Jay's a clown for not thinking they're even comparable. Plus, we'll get... of course they're close.
Jay has a way of getting in the skin.
You could think that Howard's better, and that's fine, right?
Yeah.
And in totality, he did have a better 4 years than Schwarber's had. But to not see the closeness to it when they've hit basically the same amount of runs.
I see what you're saying with
then
that.
You're not paying attention. Man, all right. Cool. We'll also get to, this will be fun, a report about Joel Embiid that's been floating around the past few days and his health. That's coming up. It is the Midday Show live from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.